This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 20 to Pentecost Wednesday, variable, C. To be used only if there is a 23 Pentecost Sunday, otherwise skip to 27 Pentecost. First posted October 27, 2010, to Timothy 4:6-8. 16-18 The Good Fight. Background: Paul, Saul of Tarsus, had nearly been martyred in Jerusalem after his third missionary journey, Acts 23:6-32. He was forced to appeal to Caesar, since Paul was a Roman citizen, and was transported to Rome, where he lived for 2 years at his own expense, Acts 28:16-31. Paul was acquitted and released the year Rome was burned under Nero's Caesarship. Asterisk: persecution of Jews arose over the burning of Rome, which Nero blamed on the Christian quarter, ghetto, and Paul was again transported to Rome as a prisoner, where he probably wrote to Timothy, the last letter, epistle, he ever wrote. Paul was condemned in Nero's court, and was executed, probably in 66 A.D. Asterisk text paraphrase. In his second letter to Timothy, Paul said that he realized that he was at the point of his own departure, martyrdom, to Timothy 4:6, which he had foreseen, Acts 20:22, and which was confirmed by the prophet Agathus of Judea at Caesarea, 21:7-14. Paul said that he had fought the good fight, he had remained faithful to the gospel, and was sure that he would receive the just reward for his righteousness by faith in Jesus, Romans 3:22, on the day of judgment. Paul said that at his first trial before Caesar, no one defended Paul, but Paul asked the Lord to forgive them. The Lord strengthened Paul, and the Lord rescued him from martyrdom, the lion's mouth, violent death. So Paul was able to preach the gospel to many Gentiles, non-Jews, in Rome. Paul trusted the Lord to deliver him from every evil and save him for God's eternal kingdom in heaven, so Paul was eager to give the eternal glory which the Lord alone was worthy to receive. Commentary: I believe that Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was the one God intended to be the replacement for Judas Iscariot, Jesus' betrayer, not Matthias, whom the disciples chose by lot, like rolling dice or drawing straws, because they had not yet received the baptism, anointing, of the indwelling Holy Spirit, to guide them, Acts 1:15-26. Matthias is not mentioned again in the New Testament, but after Paul's conversion, Acts 9:1-22, most of the New Testament was written by or about Paul. Paul was intended by God to be the prototype and illustration of a modern, post-resurrection, born again, John 3:3-5-8, disciple, student, and apostle, messenger, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we can all be. Paul knew by the indwelling Holy Spirit that he was going to be martyred at Jerusalem, but he hurried home from the third missionary trip so that he could celebrate the Passover, Exodus 12:1-20, in Jerusalem. Paul knew that imprisonment and afflictions awaited him in Jerusalem, Acts 19:21-20:22-23, before the prophet Agathus confirmed this destiny, Acts 20:8-14. As a result of his arrests, imprisonments and trials, Paul had opportunities to proclaim the gospel and testify before a large crowd of Jews in Jerusalem, Acts 21:27-31, 22:1-21, 23:11, and many Gentiles in Israel, Acts 24:10, 25:1-12, 26:1-23, on his journey to Rome, Acts 27:1-10, and in his imprisonment in Rome, Acts 28:13-24, 30-31. Paul had encountered persecution for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ in Israel from the beginning of Paul's ministry, Acts 9:23-25, on his missionary journeys, Acts 14:19-22, Acts 19:23-40, and in Rome, see above. Despite persecutions, Paul never shrank from declaring the whole counsel from God, Acts 20:27, he had fought the good fight against the opponents of the gospel. There is a spiritual battle being waged in this present world. The Jews, who had the Bible and should have recognized Jesus as their promised, long-awaited Messiah, Christ, both words mean anointed in Hebrew and Greek, respectively, persecuted and crucified him, his disciples can expect no less opposition to the gospel. Disciples of Jesus Christ have to continue to proclaim the gospel and testify, even though we experience rejection. We cannot preach only the parts of the gospel that make our hearers feel good about themselves. We must remain faithful to the gospel message. Paul and all truly born-again Christian disciples have the baptism and counsel of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17, Paraclete, Intercessor, Consoler, Advocate, Comforter. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a personally discernible, ongoing, daily experience, Acts 19:2. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22. Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Paul was sure that he would receive the just reward for his righteousness in faithfully proclaiming the full gospel, eternal life in God's heavenly kingdom. Paul's righteousness was not by doing good works preaching the gospel, but by faith, obedient trust in Jesus Christ, Romans 3:22, Ephesians 2:8-10. Paul was confident, by personal experience, that the Lord could and would deliver him from every persecution. The Lord had raised Paul back up from being stoned and left for dead, from shipwreck, from danger of murder, 2 Corinthians 11:23-27, and by the threat and carrying out of his physical execution. By the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, Paul had a daily personal relationship with the risen and ascended Jesus Christ. Paul was certain that as Jesus had been risen from physical death to eternal life, so Paul would also be raised, Romans 6:5, Philippians 3:8-11. Salvation is not by church membership, or by church rite, such as water baptism. One must be spiritually born again by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit. One must have a daily personal relationship with the risen Jesus Christ through the indwelling Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, Romans 8:9. There is a day of judgment coming for all who have ever lived in this world. Jesus is the appointed judge, and the standard of judgment by which all, the living, quickened, and dead, in both the physical and spiritual senses will be judged, John 5:28-29, Matthew 25:31-46, Thessalonians 1:5-10. At any time one may be injured or get a disease such as Alzheimer's or senile dementia, which could prevent their understanding and acceptance of the gospel. No one can be sure that they won't die physically before tomorrow. In any case, at that moment our eternal destinies will be eternally fixed. Those who have rejected or failed to accept Jesus as their personal Lord, one who has power and authority, a master, a ruler, a governor, a prince, a proprietor, who have entrusted and obeyed Jesus' teachings, Matthew 7:21-27, Luke 6:46, will be condemned to eternal destruction in hell with all evil. But those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and have trusted and obeyed his teachings will have been spiritually born again by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and will enter eternal life in God's heavenly kingdom. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14? Asterisk Easton Single Quote S Bible Dictionary, Paul, Digital Edition, Bibli.Database.org, http://bibli.database.org/eastons.html C Free Digital Bible Study Tools, Sidebar Top Right, Home.